here's a story from The World.
The COVID pandemic has hit marginalized groups the hardest. In many countries, there's been a big push to collect and publish data by race in order to expose these disparities, but that's backfiring in some communities where the data has translated into discrimination. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
A few weeks ago, Jared Williams' cousin called the phone company to set up a new landline.
And they asked her right away, where's your house at?
She told them. Williams and his cousin are members of Cowichan Tribes, the largest First Nation in British Columbia. They both live on its reserve on Canada's scenic Vancouver Island.
And they said, we're not really working on the reserve right now. Oh, she's mad.
He says reserve residents have been hearing that a lot. It started in early January when the reserve announced a spike in COVID infections and declared a shelter-in-place order with exceptions for members to go to school, work, or shops.
Everybody, when they heard that, there was a lot of this assumption that, okay, so now the Aboriginal people are not allowed to leave the reserve at all. All 5,000 of us have to stay home.
That's a misunderstanding, but Williams says it persists. He says his family's favorite restaurant refused to deliver to them. Reserve residents visiting shops have overheard others saying they shouldn't be there because they have COVID-19. And he says area dentists have been declining to treat reserve residents.
The virus is all the way across the island. It's on the mainland. It's in all communities. Why are we the ones who are not allowed to access these services?
The thing is that up until this point, Cowichan Tribes had been a model community when it came to keeping COVID out. Then, its general manager Derek Thompson says, people probably got together with extended family over Christmas and New Year's. By January 1st, they had two cases.
The second we announced it, right away the racist, discriminatory rants started on social media mostly.
3 weeks later, they had 90 cases. Reportedly, some people in towns outside the reserve demanded that companies fire employees who are Cowichan Tribes members.
We make every effort to meet with those proprietors in an effort to inform them and work it out as opposed to just letting it sit.
But what Cowichan Tribes members have experienced isn't unique, says Nicole Da Silva. She's an assistant professor of political science at Concordia University in Quebec, who studies human rights. Da Silva says at the beginning of the pandemic, advocates pushed for racial data to be collected in order to identify the factors that lead to disparities.
That led to, ironically in a way, stigmatization of particular communities that had disproportionately high infection rates.
She says when COVID infection data about specific communities is made public, it can lead to problems. Da Silva says Indigenous people and East and South Asian Canadians have been spit on, yelled at, or had their businesses boycotted.
So it's really this double-edged sword for vulnerable communities. It can actually encourage discrimination and resentment towards those vulnerable populations.
But Da Silva says businesses can't just stop serving customers from certain communities or certain areas, even if they're under COVID restrictions. By law, she says, businesses have to make reasonable accommodations. They have to take precautionary measures like using protective equipment or offer alternatives like curbside pickup.
They can't just be, well, we know there are infections in this community, and so therefore we can just apply these blanket restrictions on this community. We're sort of well beyond that, I think, now.
Derek Thompson, Cowichan Tribe's general manager, got fed up with the incidents of racism and discrimination and decided to do something about it.
You can either focus on the nastiness of it or you can focus on what's the positive here and what momentum can we build from that.
He reached out to nearby mayors and other leaders and invited them to talk about what was happening. Here's a sample of some of their video statements to the public.
Cowichan Tribes has been totally transparent about the struggles they're having with COVID-19. And as a result of that, we've seen racist, derogatory comments and people pushing to further divide us.
These hard days have been made even harder and more hurtful because of racism.
We know our communities have never really been strangers to racism, and it's really unfortunate that we are seeing it rear its ugly head once again.
It's not okay to ask somebody, do you live on the Cowichan Reserve, and then refuse service if the answer is yes.
This is nothing unique to the Cowichan First Nation. This is affecting all of us.
Let's focus on being the community that we really want to be.
Let us come together, and when we see racism, call it out.
Cowichan Tribe's leaders hailed the outpouring of support, but Tribe's member Jared Williams wonders how racism can be addressed without talking about specific incidents or calling out perpetrators.
How do you get reconciliation if you don't acknowledge racism?
Discrimination based on COVID-19 infections didn't come out of nowhere, Williams says, and without deep self-examination, it won't just go away. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.